It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
Welcome to Bikram's beginning yoga class to kill yourself for next 90 minutes.
Bikram Chowdhury became a multimillionaire as a teacher specializing in hot yoga. He licensed his name to studios all over the world. The new documentary, Bikram, Yogi, Guru, Predator, explores his rise to fame and his dark side. His former student, Val Sklar Robinson, describes his charisma.
One of the many reasons people love to come to Bikram's class, he saw potential in you that you might not see. He will look you in the eye, and you just feel like he's speaking to your soul.
But 6 years ago, Chowdhury's mystique was challenged by several former students who filed lawsuits accusing him of rape and sexual harassment. Even his lawyer, Mickey Jaffa Bowden, turned against him.
I didn't really know what his intentions were, but it was very frightening and disturbing because by that stage, I knew Bikram was a sexual predator and I was uncomfortable being alone in the room with him.
Oscar-winning filmmaker Eva Orner gives a platform to the women who stood up against Chowdhury well before the Me Too movement. Chowdhury, originally from India, has fled the United States, but still has legions of followers. His former student, Elizabeth Winfield, expresses her dismay that he's avoided criminal charges.
Do you think anything's changed? He's back down in Mexico right now, opening up a teacher training, and studios are still sending girls to him.
Chowdhury's accusers may never get their day in court, but this piercing documentary lets their voices be heard. Bikram, Yogi, Guru, Predator is now available on Netflix. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.